All right, Gabo, say good morning, good morning. Let's go. So we are picking up in Meretz Hashem today, Thursday, the 30th of Cheshvan, which is also the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, November 24th. So remember, again, we are continuing in Parakid Aleph. And in Parakid Aleph, we're focusing on over here the Midah of Nikius. And in the Midah of Nikius, right now the Ramchal is specifically focusing on the Averis that we get caught up in, that we don't, they have so many tentacles that we don't even realize this. So now the Ramchal says as follows, Anfei Chilal Hashem. When it comes ultimately again to the different branches of Chilal Hashem, Kam Hein Rabim Ma'ot. So we'll say, unfortunately, there are many ways in which to desecrate the name of God. Ki har beit tzarech ha'adam lios chas al kvod kono, ubechom ha'shiyas ha'tzarech she'istakla v'yisponim ma'od, shelo yetzei misham ma'shiyucha lios chilu l'chvod shamayin chas v'chalila. The Bible is saying, everything I do in life, I have to be so careful to make sure that what I do, how I live, the way I conduct myself, in no way results in a desecration or a diminution of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's identity. We'll say, remember, the concept of Chilul Hashem is embedded in the concept that each of us is an ambassador of the Ribono Shel Olam. So as an ambassador, I have to represent my host country well, in this case, my host God well. And therefore, I have to be conscious that anything I do should not, Chas V'Shalom, reflect poorly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukevar Shaninu, Echad Shogig V'Echad Meizid Chilul Hashem. From Mizrach Hashem, we'll say, so again, amazingly enough, that's why Chilul Hashem is so severe that even if a person is accidentally Mechal Hashem, right? Chilul Shem Shamayim B'Shogeg, there's still accountability for that, right? Normally, if you go and transgress accidentally, there's a lack of liability for that. Chilul Hashem is different. There's culpability even B'Shogeg. Hechi Dami Chilul Hashem. The Gemara says, so what's an example of Chilul Hashem? Amarav Kigon Ana Tishakil Nabisrav Allah Hibna Dami La'Alfas. Well, this is incredible. We're going to see Chilul Hashem is interesting because it's subjective. In other words, the greater you are, the higher standard of behavior you are held to. So for example, Rav said, for me, Chilul Hashem would be buying a piece of meat and not paying for it immediately. Interesting. So Rav said, for me, buying on credit. Why was it? What's wrong buying on credit? Because someone sees Rav getting a piece of meat and not paying. They might think, what? Oh, he's using his position to get something free. They don't realize he has credit, right? And buying a credit is such a common thing. So Rav says, for me, I have to be careful to pay for things immediately. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kigon Ano, Demasigna Arba Amos Belo Torah Belo Tefillin. So Rabbi Yochanan says, for me, someone like me, Chilul Hashem would be walking for Amos without wearing my tefillin or without talking Torah. So you see from here, Rabbi Yochanan says, this is the challenge. This is the overwhelming nature of Chilul Hashem is that it's subjective. Subjective, depending on who you are, what you are, and where you are, is how careful you have to be with the image you project. That inyan. Here we go. Shekol adon l'fi madrigasa l'fi mashu nechsha b'enei adar. Chilul Hashem, we'll say, is dependent on every person in accordance with where they are and how they're viewed by the rest of their generation. Tzarech she'isbonin l'vilti asos davar bilti hagon l'ish kamoso. Person has to think about someone like me, this is beneath them. Right? So anything that I feel like, where I'm holding in life, if something is beneath me, again, if I'm honest with myself, that becomes the Chilul Hashem. Ki kvi revos chashivusa v'chachmoso, kein roi sheyar beziru. So b'divrei ha'avod v'diktuk bo. Because we'll say, in accordance with my chashivus, my importance, and my wisdom, it ultimately dictates how careful I have to be with avoiding Chilul Hashem. V'im eino osekein. And Chas V'Shalom, again, if I'm not careful with the avoidance of Chilul Hashem, bless you, Hari Shem Shemayim Mischala Bo Chas V'Chalila. I can Chas V'Shalom run the risk of literally creating the Chilul Hashem. Ki Kavar HaTorah Hu, Shemi Shemar BeHalimud Ba, Yarbe Kemo Kein B'Yosha B'Tikin Amidah. So I will say, this is very beautiful. And the idea over here is, the more Torah I learn, the more sensitive I become to this idea. V'chomash Yechzar Mizeh L'mi Shemar BeBalimud, Goring Bizan Limaratsu. We'll say that's why sometimes the greatest Chilul Hashem that's created are by those who learn. Sometimes the greatest Chilul Hashem that can be created can be from someone who learns Torah and yet still does inappropriate things. Because we'll say if I learn Torah and Chas V'Shalom do things that are Chilul Hashem, what does that show? What does that show? That the Torah hasn't changed me. The Torah hasn't refined me. That means that Torah has been relegated to the level of an intellectual pursuit. And I will say, just like, again, a person could learn a beautiful piece of literature, it doesn't have to change you. Can change you. A person could learn mathematics, science, it doesn't have, can change me, but it doesn't have to. In other words, I could be intellectually. I can take other things as an intellectual pursuit, and it doesn't have to change who I am. That's the antithesis of what Torah is supposed to do. Torah should stimulate me intellectually, but the goal of Torah, that intellectual stimulation is there for personalistic refinement. So if a person learns Torah and still creates a Chilul Hashem, what that shows is, I have not allowed Torah to permeate my soul. Torah has not, so it's permeated my mind, but it hasn't changed who and what I am. B'zeh, chas v'chalila chil l'shmo yisbarach, shenasan lanu es Torah sakadosha, v'tzivanu lasok ba lahasik al yada shlemu seimer. We'll say, this is absolutely incredible, and this I found so profound. We'll say, what is it? Why is Chilul Hashem so intense? I will say, because remember, if you have a Jew who knows absolutely nothing and does something terrible, is that a Chilul Hashem? So the truth is, it can be. I will tell you a little bit. You know, we find this a bit contemporarily, and it's heartbreaking. When often you see Jews who we know are beautiful neshamas, but are so detached from everything that is Yiddishkeit, and sometimes will speak negatively about Eretz Yisrael, like throw out horrific, inappropriate words like apartheid, things like that. And it's happening, and it's a growing trend. So that is a shtick of Chilul Hashem. Because the world sees that, and the world says, I don't understand. Jews, you guys can't get it together. Everybody hates you. And yet, here you are, fighting against each other. Here you are, calling names against each other. And it goes in all directions. So is that a Chilul Hashem? Absolutely. But the Ramchal is saying, do you know what the core Chilul Hashem will say? The core Chilul Hashem is when someone learns Torah. When I say someone learns Torah, I'm not talking about the guy who learns Torah 15 hours. Even us. I learn Torah every day. And then if I go ahead and I do something that ultimately is publicly contrary to the values of that very Torah that I learned, that's Chilul Hashem. Because what does that show? That Torah is not a personalistically refining entity. Because if it really refined me, if Torah really refined, then I wouldn't behave like this. So my behavior casts negativity on the power of Torah. Because if Torah really refined the person, then I wouldn't be engaging in this behavior. Now, of course, it's not true, because Lamaisa, again, Torah does refine, just for some reason, I'm not letting it refine me. But at the end of the day, that's the power of Chilul Hashem. That's what Chilul Hashem does. It casts aspersions on the authenticity and power of Torah. Because if Torah was really powerful, then the person who was learning it, i.e. me, would not be engaging in these kinds of behaviors. So we'll say, just one more paragraph. V'hinei gam shmiras ha-shabbos ha-siyam tov. That's the end of Chilul Hashem. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? Right, keeping Shabbos, keeping Yom Tov, many details. Kamishpatim rabim v'chein amru hilchos sarabso l'shabso. V'afilu dibre hashvus. Above said there are so many dirabanons. Afapish v'dibre chachamim heim. Ikarim heim v'chein amru v'olim alti shvus kalabeinecha. Above said it's hard by Shabbos not to even take shortcuts with the dirabanons. Sharismicha shvusi v'nechel kubagidole adar. V'ulam prati adinam l'machlokosam v'vo'arim heim eitzel aposkim v'sifrayim. The chulam shavim lechavaseinu bam ulazihiro samastak. So we'll have to stop over here. I'm stopping a paragraph really, but it's already 9 o'clock. We'll stop here. So again, the Ramchal covered two things today. Number one, Chilul Hashem. And remember, in this chapter in Yeralev in Nikios, what he's trying to show us is that there are some averos that are so severe, but have so many tentacles that we have to be so vigilant and so cognizant of. So Chilul Hashem we've seen. Now again today, we'll continue tomorrow. Shabbos. Yom Tov, so many halachos associated with Shmir Shabbos, so many dini d'rabbanan, rabbinic laws associated with Shabbos. And again, we know this, it's so easy to transgress without even realizing that I've transgressed. So the Midah of Nikios requires us to become acutely aware, maybe of the things we're not doing exactly right, so that we can rectify them, and ultimately over time purge ourselves of the negativity. Rabbos, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach.
Great day.